the vagus, which if a person doesn't experience it, I mean, a person just intellectualizes it and doesn't experience the grief and the sorrow, then of course he has no part of kinnis. I mean, he's not partaking of kinnis. Kinnis, when a person, in order to appreciate kinnis, a person requires certain emotions. A person requires certain emotions. Just like Yadus Ashita is not a denial of the emotions, it's not a cold philosophical shita, but it's a rational one, which means that the Yadus demands that although a person in this existence lives through his emotions, but the emotions must be, the emotions that he lives with must be a result of chachma, of knowledge. Sometimes the emotion demands, sometimes the emotion is one which is simcha, sometimes the emotion is one which is avelus. And Torah itself, of course, is a demand for simcha, a demand for the emotion of simcha. If a person doesn't enjoy Torah, doesn't experience the simcha in Torah, so then, of course, he's lacking in Torah itself. And that's why, really, on Tisha B'Av, you have an Issa Talmud Torah, because the opposite emotion is really the one that's that is demanded. The emotion that must come into play is the emotion of Avelis. And there, I would say that there are two things that stand in the way of a person experiencing kinnis. One thing is what the Rambam says in Avelis, and that is a person cannot have a midas achzorius and be a misaber. It's impossible. If a person is an achzor, if a person is self-centered to the point where he can't see beyond his own personal emotional life, his own life, so then it's impossible for the person to be a misabel. And that is a chulei nefesh. It's an illness of the soul. Actually, you see that there is a state of mind which a rational state of mind which demands that a person be able to identify with people outside of the self and people outside of the self, of course, starts with mishpacha. That's why Yadin Tzav Yishal Dol Mishpacha Yisum Lavei Sarasa. So it starts with mishpacha, but even beyond that, he has to be able to identify with his nation, with the nation of Klal Yisrael, and beyond that, he even has to be able to identify with with all of humanity. And Yadus maintains that a person's inability to do so is based upon the fact that he has not really worked through his evil inclination. He hasn't really worked through his bad midas, his bad character. If a person would work through his evil inclination, the evil part of his nature, then he would be able to experience an identification with people, with man, and with people, with Klal Yisrael, and with mankind as well. That's why Sadiq Goyen in the beginning of his Sefer mentions about the fact that he wrote his motivation in writing. There's a certain motivation that great people have, this motivation that they identify with humanity. And there's a motivation to the natural state of a perfected person is to identify with the whole of humanity and to, because of that identification, be willing to go out of his way, even go through a painful experience in order to benefit humanity. Sadiq Goyen says that's why he wrote a Sefer. because of that that experience. And you see, great people have such experiences. Small people are rooted in the self, and they can't really go too far. A great person is one that can experience that kind of a state of mind. But as I said, I mean, that state of mind is one which is not for the person isn't, as the Rambam says, is a state which results from perfection. The person isn't born with perfection, so it's a state that results after much work on a person's inner self. On a person's inner self. The beauty of Yadis is that Yadis is a system which gives a person constant clues about it gives a person, the halachic system gives a person constant clues about how he could measure his own self, the evaluation of the self, And if a person can't be misabel, it's a symptom. If a person finds a halacha distasteful, finds he cannot, the halacha is one that he doesn't like, he doesn't enjoy, he turns away from, he finds it abhorrent, then it's a symptom. It means that there's something wrong, some defect. It's an alarm where it makes a person aware of some kind of a defect in his character. The one thing which prevents a person from being misabel, then is midas achzarias, the midas achzarias. And there are various forms. Of course, some people hide behind a philosophic facade, a rational facade. That rational person, a cold, rational individual, and there's no need to feel any sorrow because I'm a rational individual. But usually, that type of rationality is always applied to the other person, not to the self. When it comes to the self, people are very understanding of the disruptions in their emotional state. So the first barrier, I would say, for Avelis is simply, for Kinnis is simply an overcoming of the Midas Achzorius. There's something else which in our society especially is a great difficulty. But it's a part of man's nature in general, and that is that man by nature is pleasure prone. He doesn't like to be sad. He likes to be happy. That's his nature. You see, he always seeks pleasure. He's a pleasure seeker. And avelus is something which is displeasure. Bechi, crying and mourning is a state of displeasure. A person doesn't want to place himself in such a state. And Avelus Chadasha, and if a person, Rahman Islam, has a loss, is a state of grief and bereavement, so then it's something which is which the person experiences naturally. But in Avelus Yeshana, our Avelus, it's different. Over here, there's a demand on the person to place himself in a state of mind, in a state of avelus. That's a little more difficult. Even if the person is not an avzari, but the individual's desire for pleasure makes it very difficult for the person to place himself in that state of mind. I would say those two things are what stand in the way of a person experiencing the kinnis on Tisha B'Av. And the only thing a person can do, of course, is to involve himself at least in an understanding of the kinnis, which of course is the basis and the whole core, the nucleus of the experience, but simultaneously you cannot talk away the experience. The experience has to be one which a person senses. I mean, the Navi says, "Alei lani bachia," I mean, it means there has to be a sense of bechi, that actually the emotions have to be moved. You can't get away with just intellectualizing the avelos. Intellectualizing has to lead to a state of mourning. And it's something which a person, if he thinks he could escape that, I mean, he's definitely missing a major aspect of the kinnis. I mean, kinnis is an emotional thing. But kinnis, as I said before, going back to the first element, kinnis is something which demands of a person even more than just the removal of the state of achzorius, because people are moved by very much. I mean, mostly people are moved by reading about individual tragedy. And another also mentions individual tragedy. I mean, but it's more than that. I mean, you take a look at the kinnis, you sense somehow or other, it's not just a depiction of individual tragedies, because otherwise there would be much more emphasis on specific events. But some of the events are mentioned in the Midrashim, actually. But in the Navi himself, you don't find too much on the individual. Certain moving parts you have. I mean, you have, for instance, in Beis Yiralef, Kolov Admos Einai Chamamaru Meai Nishbach Lord Kvedi Al Sheva Basami Beotev Olo VeYorek BeCholos Kriya. And it goes through a depiction. Limosom Yom Raye Dogan VeYoyin. V'satzom kecholol b'cholos ir, v'shtapech nafsham al chikim ozom. So, anybody that's not an avzor that reads this is moved, and it affects the individual. And the Paitanim elaborated more. many of the piyutim are really heart-rending. I mean, they just can't be read without the person really being moved to tears or almost to tears, and they expand on some of these points. I mean, for instance, the piyut of Harishu Mimeni Vadabera. That's the one right after the Arzei Alavanon by Meir ben Rabbi Chio, or the one.
Who's that? Rabbi, what page is that?
Which one have you got?
Roosevelt.
What?
You know, the authorized, you know, Roosevelt.
The regular one? Okay, let me see. I think it's page 127, is that right?
Second?
Kuf Chazayin.
Yes, the Acharishu.
Acharishu, that one. Or, for instance,
Do you have the other edition?
What?
Yeah,
or the one that's really. Obviously, you will let this particular case. This case more, but you have the one by Clonimus, Miiten Roshimayim, page 132. Vevke Kol Yemos. That's the one in all the tragedies. There's one that I think the one that is really. I found extremely powerful is the one over here. Just a second, give me a second over here. Yeah, the one on page 139. Amarti shumini babechi amara. And on page 140, have a sacrifice their children and all the description of the massacres and everything. I mean, it's an expansion So all the kinnis are expansions on Eicha. That's an expansion on these psukim. But it's interesting that the Navi, however, always doesn't get lost in identification with particular events. Doesn't get lost with particular events, but the particular events are always in a certain framework. And the framework is always the nation. The framework is always the nation. It's interesting. The framework is the nation. See, even over here, where it says, the one I just quoted, Eicha Beis Yud, Yeshala Tidmu Zikne Vassion, Elohafa Rosham, Harila Rosham, Besuos Yerushalayim. It says, Kolavad Noisinai, Chomamu Meai, Nishbach Loretz Kvedi Al Shever Bas Ami. You see? Then it goes through the description, and then a Yigimel comes back. Mo'ideich mo'adamaloch abas Yerushalayim. Mo'ashveloch v'anachameich besulas bas Zion. So it goes back to the nation. It's always tied to the nation. From momentarily, it makes use of specific events, but it never loses sight of the scope, and the scope is always the nation.
The awesome parable, he has the day not shem rachmanias.
Yeah. Let me, where was that? Perik Dalid. I have a hard time going up.
Ready?
Okay. Alright, let me get the translation. The pesukim I just mentioned were in Eicha Beis 11. My eyes are spent with tears, my spirits are troubled. Page, do you have the same, this edition is on page 17. My heart is poured out in grief over the destruction of the daughters of my people. And the specific illustration that it gives is, while infants and babes faint in the streets of the city, and then it says, they say to their mothers, where is bread and wine? And they faint like one wounded in the streets of the city. When their soul ebbs away at their mother's bosom. So it gives a description. The novel gives a few of those descriptions. Especially the Pythonim, especially. You know, I mean, they elaborate on these points. But then, as I said, it goes back. It mentions in the very verse where it starts, where it says, my eyes are spent with tears, my spirits are troubled, and it says, my heart is put out in grief. So it says, over the destruction of the daughter of my people. It's always the people. Then it gives the illustration in verse 12. And then it comes back in 13. What shall I testify for you? To what shall I compare you, daughter of Jerusalem? To what can I liken you? That I may comfort you, a virgin daughter of Zion. You see, for your ruin is as vast as the sea. Who can repair you? So it goes back, as I said, it goes always up and back. So always with the nation is always in focus. Always, the main focus is always on the nation. You mentioned in Tehillim Nashim Purim. Which one did you mention?
Yidei Nashim Rachmanias.
Yeah, where's the one where it says Dovak,
Perik Dalet Dalet.
Rishon Yonek Elchiko Batzava. Where is it?
Dalet Dalet.
Dalet Dalet, okay. Yeah. All right. See, again, if you take a look at the Eicha Yuam Zov, that's a Perek Dalet. Now, every Perek over here, it's interesting, every Perek has a different theme. I don't know if I mentioned this before. But the every Perek has a different theme, and from what I could see, there are four elements in each Perek. Four separate elements in the Perek. And the amazing thing about the kinnis is that the kinnis is it encompasses so many facets and so many ideas. But I think there's one major, maybe we'll get to as we go on. I mean, I'm telling you the truth, I'm not really organized. I was involved myself in the kinnis, and it's hard to be organized when you're thinking about the kinnis. It says, kinnis really is, as I mentioned once before, Eicha is not a question. There are no questions in Eicha, and it's wrong to think that it's permissible for a person to ask these kind of questions. I'm glad we all have this edition, so we're for each reference, but take a look at the kinnis that they added for the Shoah. At the end, it's almost impossible, I mean, for a person to stay on track, because what happens is that the sins of the nation kinnis, these things become come out. I mean, over here, they what they did was they actually mitigated it a little bit, but still, it's not right. I'll show you the, what is it,
173,
okay.
You mean the thing which says,
yeah. It was, they did it cleverly, but it said, so it doesn't say that they're actually asking God this. It says they asked Me'ai Sochatasim.
Yeah.
And it says, V'loma nigzer adin b'li rachamen. See? But if you take a look at the Navi, what does the Navi say? The Navi and Ani Agever.
Right.
The Navi says Ani Agever. He says, where after he mentions the worst part of the tragedy, he says, V'tiznach mishalom. Oh, let me get the English one second. Read it in English one second. It's Ani Agever.
Page 21.
Yes, right. Yeah, page 20, right? Yeah. My soul was removed from peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. I don't know what it means. He says, and I said, God is my strength and my expectation from the Lord. Zachor anya merudi lana varosh. Zocha tizkor v'sashuach l'nashi. Now it says, Zos, now go to 21. Zos oshiv alibi al kain ochil. And it says, Chazdei Hashem kilo somnu kilo chol rachamav. So verily the kindness of the Lord never ceases. Indeed, His mercies never fail. Chadashim l'abakarem. Every morning His chesed is renewed. Rabba munasecha. As great as thy faithfulness. So you see the Navi really, even though a person by nature, his emotion is his underlying emotion is to complain to God. I mean, it's something which I don't think a person who's honest with himself cannot say that he does not have that emotion. I mean, it's an impossibility. The emotion is there, and the kinnis really, especially when you read through all the tragedies, emotionally, a person wants to deny the Chesed Hashem. But the Navi makes a point of mentioning that Chazdei Hashem Kilo Samer. So you see, in the modern kina, they fail to see that point. They fail to stick to that idea. I mean, it's an interesting thing, but the Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu received Yudgimel Midos, so what is the Yudgimel Midos? What is the main idea? Like the Rambam says in the Maor Nevuchim, the main idea of Yudgimel Midos is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Racham Rachamim. That's what I mean. There are elaborations, but that's the Rambam says. That's the essence, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Racham Rachamim. It means in spite of what we see, in spite of everything, in spite of all the questions, in spite of all the tragedies, this is the one premise. The one you saw that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Racham Rachamim. And denial of that you saw is really, in my mind, it's a nullification of the whole process of kinnis. But it's an interesting thing. There is a little bit of leeway here. I mean, we can only go by the Navi. The Navi is the one that knows precisely what to say, what not to say, and it's interesting. But I found there is one place where the Navi goes a little bit approaches a complaint. You know where it is? In one spot. The Navi, in one spot, Necha, the Navi approaches a complaint. Apparently, what he did was mutter to go that far, but not any further. You know what I'm referring to? Which pasuk? Avosenu Chatu. No, Avosenu Chatu is good. That's Tzidek Adin. Avosenu Chatu Ve'enom. V'anachnu Avonoseyem Savonu. It's very. The spot that it's in is very easy to point out. It's the last pasuk. The last pasuk is the only time where the Navi really has expresses some kind of the very last pasuk. Ki em ma'os ma'astanu, katsafta aleinu ad ma'od. That's the worst he ever says. Katsafta aleinu ad ma'od.
Well, isn't that like, so what's wrong, like I said before, v'anachnu avaseyon savaldo.
So?
It's also a complaint. We have to bear their problem?
No, that's not true. So the pasuk of it, that's based on v'svado asavona v'savona vosa. Which means to say...
Yeah, but here you're not mentioning Avona.
Yes, you are.
Avona say no.
Yeah, because if you take a look at the Ibn Ezra over there, the Ibn Ezra says, on the spot, he says that it means because we follow their Averis. We couldn't uproot those Averis.
Okay.
Those Averis, but take a look at the other.
Okay.
So that's not, on the contrary, that really is Tzidik Adnan. That's a Tzidik Adnan. But there's only one place where the Navi approaches it. And you might say that a person wouldn't have a right, a human being wouldn't have a right to do this. But the Navi paradoxically says that you do have that right. I can't explain why. Because the Pasuk says, Ki imos mastanu, kosafta olenu ad miod. Ad miod means that you gave it the full measure. So the Pasuk is really a questionable Pasuk. I mean, how can you say, how to understand it? Il mali mikra kosavi eshul omra. How could a person evaluate God's treatment of an individual of Pali Sorrel and say that he went to the extreme. Ad Ma'od means it was to the greatest measure.
What about Pasuk Chav?
What?
Pasuk Chav.
Which one? In Hay?
Kula Netzach.
In Hay? No. Lama L'Netzach Tishkachenu is a tefillah. It's a longing. It's a longing. Lama lo netzach. You're not saying anything. You're asking. Lama lo netzach tishkachenu. It's a tzila. It's really a tzila. It's really a tzila. It's a longing. It's a tzila. That I could explain that it's an expression of the person that, you see, let me just get back. I'm getting such a, let me just get back. There's four, the way I see it, there are four elements in every one of these prakim. One is the tragedy. That's, everyone has it. Eicha Yashva, Eicha Yuam, Eicha Yoiv, and Ani Agever. Everyone has that. Zechor Hashem, Ayolanu, all the depiction of tragedy. That's one. The second thing that is pretty clear in everyone also is Tzidik Adin. Tzidik Adin is always there. Every parak always has Tzidik Adin. Take a look. Everyone's got it. It's an interesting thing. Yeah, for instance, Hayutzara LaRosh, and it's been the first one. Hayutzara LaRosh, so Ivea Shavu, why? Kir Hashem Hogo, Rof Pshaya. So Tomasa Bishulel, where is that test? Chet. Right. Chet Chata Yerushalayim. Al Kainu Nida Hayasa.
Right.
It's all Tzidik Adin. Tumasa Bishulea. Lo Zochra Charisa. I better write it in English, huh? Hold on a second.
Page 13.
Tzidik Adin means the justification of the divine decree. So you have, there's always, in every one of these, there's always justification. You have, for instance, as I mentioned before, in verse 5, her enemies are at ease. Her young children went into captivity before the enemy, for the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her sins. Okay? Then in verse 8, Jerusalem sinned grievously, therefore she became impure. Okay? And then also her uncleanness she made public. Again in 14, the yoke of my transgression became bent in his hand. And then 18, of course, is Tzidik Adin par excellence. That's the form. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his word. You see, it's clear. I mean, that's really what Yoshio said, his last words before he died, when Yeshayo Anavi went over to him. So he had a different plan. He was wrong. His plan was wrong. He thought that he thought that the Ashkacha was with him, and it wasn't with him. He miscalculated. And before he died, he went to Yeshaya Navi, went over to him, and he said, Tzadik Hashem Tifim Arisi. That was Tzadik HaDin. So Tzadik HaDin is really, there's no such thing as a complaining. It's an interesting thing. I mean, it's like a mourning and a depiction of the tragedy simultaneously in the same moment with Tzadik HaDin. Constantly with Tzadik HaDin. If you take a look at Beis, Beis is in the of course 14 in Beis. As is also, your prophets have seen false and deceptive visions. That's a Tzadik HaDin, but there's in Pasuk Chaf in Beis. Okay, 20. It says, "See, O Lord, and behold, to whom hast thou done thus?" Okay, Rashi, Lami O Altako. Okay, so this sounds like a complaint, right? Look to who you have done this. Means to Kol Yisrael, implying that they're not deserving of the onus. It says, whether it be women devouring their own offspring, children that are petted. It means to say the fine children that they Gemara says that the Chazal tell a story of here that they value the child, that every bit of growth that the child gave, this woman used to give the Minat of the Beis HaMikdash. So in spite of that, she ate the child. So, Tachal Nashim Piryam, Aulei Tipuchim. So this is the greatest tragedy. It seems that they don't criticize the people for doing this. An interesting thing. They don't criticize. The Navi doesn't seem to criticize, and neither in the Kinnis did I notice, at any rate, that the Kinnis, when they elaborate on this theme also, about how the parents became vicious and destroyed their own children, so the Navi doesn't really seem to be critical, because it means that the tragedy was so great that there was a total distortion of the human personality. Told that it was really just it was a result. It wasn't that they were mean people, because it shows on the contrary they were very kind. But because of the situation, their whole psyche became distorted. The whole psyche.
Yeah, Rebbe.
Yes.
Rebbe.
Yes.
And like in the Tocha and Dvarim.
Yeah.
Like
the Tocha and
Meshuga.
What?
Moshe Rabbeinu Vayisa Meshuga.
Yisa Meshuga Mari Nachash Yatira. Yeah, over there. That's what it mentions also about the eating the consuming the children.
Right. So it's like a.
Rashi says
that
it was after they died,
he mentions? If you take a look at the Piyutim, I think the Piyutim have even...
They killed him.
It was after.
But either case, there's the personality, so it's distorted.
Rashi? So the pasuk. So you take a look at the. You got to say Dvarim. Rashi on the pasuk over there, that Rashi says that the Shechin answers. See, the Shechin answers. You see it?
There you go. Which pasuk?
We're in Echa Beis. I think it's Chaf.
Echa Beis.
Okay. Re Hashem Vapito. Lemi alta ko and zachal nashim priyam olay tipuchim.
Yeah.
Im yehoreg mikdash adoshem koin v'navi. Take a look at Rashi.
Yeah.
Ruach HaKodesh Meshivasa answers back, V'chino lachem she'arakdem etzachaya ben yoyada, k'ma she'kosu v'divar yavim, she'alchichem k'shebo v'shachvos liyoash, v'asu v'odazor. Okay, so Yoash was, that was the incident with, Yoash, he went to the Mikdash and he wasn't supposed to, and he wasn't killed and he was there for a long time. So they started thinking he had certain supernatural powers. So they started to bow down to him. So there was the Navi there who was a Zechariah ben Yoyada. And Zechariah ben Yoyada wasn't afraid of them, and he gave them Musar. And he gave them Musar. It's an interesting, that must be an interesting thing. Take a look at, you got Divrei Yomim there. And Divrei Yomim, it's in, Yoda was a good friend of the king. Zechariah was a son, he was a Navi. So he went and he criticized the, anyway, I got it right over there. Hold on a second. It's in, Bays, Chaf Bays. Okay. So it mentions that, Excuse me. I'm sorry, it's Zirin Beis Chaf Dalet. Okay? So, Beis Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Chaf. It says, Ruach Elokim Lofshah Sechaya Ben Yoyada, Akayin. Vayamod Me'ala Om. Vayom Olam. Komar Elokim. Lomatem Ovim Es Mitzvos Arashem V'lo Tzatlichu. Kezavtem Es Arashem V'yazav Eschem. So he says that the Spirit of God enveloped Sechaya Ben Yoyada, and he stood up from above the nation. And he said to them, so says God, why do you violate God's mitzvahs? You're not going to be successful. And you abandon God, and God will abandon you. It says, Vayikshu Ola Vayirgamu Evan the mitzvahs HaMelech B'chatzah Beis Hashem. So they got together and they stoned him according to the decree of the king in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was on Yom Kippurim too. And Chazal elaborate a little more on this. And that's what so the Pasuk says, really. The Pasuk says that this Pasuk shows you that the kinnis don't really tolerate a taina against God. Because Rei Hashem v'abito l'mil al tako, and t'chal nashim pirim al tepuchim. So the Shekhinah answers, and Yarg Mita Hashem Mekayim V'Navi. So that's the answer. By the way, it's an interesting thing, but there's a medrash on it that says that the Rashi mentions it. Echor Abasi says, it says, Vayamod Me'alom, he stood up from above the nation. So Echor Abasi, Rashi says, he says, Samach al Atzmo Shayasar Gavoa Mikolam, Navi V'Kohen Ubi Yom Kippurim. V'chassana melech, v'lo nisyori miloma nevua, v'al zen namar, yahorg mikdash shad Hashem koin v'navi. So Rashi says in Divrei Yomim, it seems like a little bit of a criticism on him. It says, v'yame alam, he stood up from above the nation. So it says that, Rashi says that he thought, he was so mechalatmo, he relied on himself, that he was a great tsar, and he was a navi, koin gadol. He was close to the king, and he wasn't afraid to say nevuah. So apparently, it sounds critical of him. Even though, I mean, we say that he really was a navi, was a tzaddik, and he told the people it was righteous. Now let it be kavish nevuah. So he has to tell them the nevuah. But apparently, what Chazal say was, it's an interesting thing. Why was he right or was he wrong? You see, whenever it says samach al atzmo, that's always a criticism. Some of the last most bad. So what it means to say is like this, that the truth of the matter is that he was a Navi Hashem and he said what he was supposed to. That's it can't be Kavish and Rosso. But simultaneously what Chazal was saying is why he actually had to suffer. Why did he have to suffer the fate of death? So they say that because emotionally when it says, see the Pasuk says, Vayamod me Allah on. He stood up on top of the nation. So That's a reference to the fact that he held himself above the people. And apparently what Chazal is saying is that if it weren't for that, he would not have been killed. That emotion was one that gave the people the justification, emotional justification, not the real justification, emotional justification to kill him because of that. So even though it was another and he did the right thing, but the way he did it was wrong, and it was samach alatmo, and that emotion, apparently the people sensed that emotion, and the hatred came out against them, and that's why the melech was able to kill them. Of course, it was the melech who killed them, it affected the melech too, but the melech can't do anything really, that a melech doesn't have has power, but he can't go against, just completely against the nation. Why was he able to do it? With their approval? The reason is because there was a certain, the way he spoke, the Medrash says, Hischil Adaber Gavoha. It's not with Rashi the Echer Abbas. I couldn't find it there. It's in the Yalkut Shimoni on Divrei Yom that mentions it. And that's why he suffered. So he suffered the fate of death because of his own shortcoming. But nevertheless, what he did was absolutely right. And Klal Yisrael was chayev because they killed Navi Hashem just because he spoke the truth. So the Chazal really just explains why he suffered that, but actually it was still just action. They were still chayev. So that's the answer that the Ruach HaKodesh answers them. Lamiel Altako. So it says, what about the death of Niharg Mitzvah Hashem Kaim V'Navi? So how could you complain about the Ashgacha? So it's an answer. It's a Tzidik Adin. But just a second, there's something I wanted to say.
Rabbi Gemara in Yuma.
Yes.
Says that on that pasuk that she slaughtered her son and she ate him.
That she slaughtered? No, I know this. It has to be there. And I remember I saw that. Where's the Gemara in Yuma? Alam Chas?
Alam Chas.
Right. What does it say? Yes, she slaughtered her son, right?
Shagaba Aye, when they got strong upon them.
Yeah.
Avchaso Vachalaso.
Yeah, I don't know where you got that, Danny. Where did Rashi say only yesterday with that?
Oh, I'm looking
for it. I saw somewhere. I know. There's a chazal like that, and then in the kinnis also. It's in Zachar, they actually slaughtered them. As a matter of fact, it says that they got together and they said they were talking about the kinnis. They were talking about which child to slaughter, which child they're going to eat first. And then they found that one of them already had the child dismembered. It's pretty clear. But anyways, But anyways, getting back to this, in the Yehud Migdash Hashem Kain V'Navi, so the question, of course, you have to ask is: there's one open question on this Maimer. What's the question? What's the question on the Maimer? Interesting question. Question you have to ask is: this was in the time of Yoash, which was way before the Churban. So why were there never afterwards? You had the period of Yoshio, and Yoshio was a Tzadik Gomor. And he brought back Klal Yisrael, and he made the Korban Pesach, and he died an unfortunate death because of a mistake that he made, like we mentioned last year when it's reading the Ashgacha. I mean, he made a mistake, but the man was Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach HaRashem. He was Mashiach HaRashem. So it's true that the Chaya ben Yehoyada was killed, but that was many, many years before. So why should that be a reason for the destruction? Why should that be a reason for the destruction? They did tshuva. They did tshuva in time Yoshio and the whole thing. So why should that be? Why should the Ruach HaKodesh answer back and say that's because of the death of Zechariah ben Yehuda? Yeah, I think the reason. What the pasuk is saying is like this, really. That says the pasuk says Rei Hashem v'abito l'mi olaltako. You see, l'mi olaltako. I mean, there's several ideas here that I'll try to take them as much as I can one by one. But as I said before, I'm not organized. But you have to understand what is the tragedy. If you talk about kinnis. Kinnis is about the nation. Kinnis is always about the nation. I don't believe that you could have kinnis about a yachid. I don't think the term kinnis would ever apply to a yachid. There's no such thing as a yachid. A yachid is avelus, but a yachid is not kinnis. Kinnis is only for the nation. There's no such thing as a kinnis for a yachid. You'll ask me a kasha, you'll say, Vayakonin Yirmiyahu Yoshio? Yeah, but Vayakonin Yirmiyahu Yoshio was not just Yoshio, it was Ruach HaPen Mashiach Hashem, Hashem Manu Betzilo Nechya Bagayim. So it means that it was Yoshio insofar as he was the hope for all of Klal Yisrael. And even, but you have the kinnis of, David al Shol al Yonasan Banal. But that's also kinnis for the Tibor. Because it says over there, Benos Yisrael al Shol Bechena, Amabishchem Shani Madonim, Amala De Zov al Vushchem. So it was kinnis for Klal Yisrael, even though it could be it's an individual, but the individual is an individual that represents the klal. That's where you have kinnis.
Don't you have Mekonin out by a funeral?
It's not you can call them Mekonin, but it's not really a kina. It's not a real kinnis. Kinnis is only for the tzibur. Yachid is a hesped. Hesped is something else. Hesped is a different kind of thing. Hesped really is when you're talking about an individual person and his life and his loss and what the loss of that person means on an individual basis. Kinnis is really for Klal Yisrael. Kinnis is really for the Klal. And that's why you see in the in Eicha, as I said before, you never remove from the scope of the Klal. Why is this so? You say, you have to understand that the one second, we're in the middle of one point, now. Okay, so that's Beis. That was that's the Tzedek HaDin in Beis, right? That's the Tzedek HaDin in Beis. Then in Gimel, of course, we did the Tzedek HaDin. You have a big Tzedek HaDin in Gimel, in Aniyah Gever. The big Tzedek HaDin over there is tremendous Tzedek HaDin. Where he says, you know, Gimel is really the, is Aniyah Gever is the Navi himself. Okay? It says, 31. What? 31. For the law, Ki im hogo of a richam karov chasarov. 32. Okay? Though he causes grief, he will not, richam karov, he will, in other words, he won't refrain from having rachmanis. Ki lo ina milibo vayage b'nei ish. Because he doesn't willingly afflict, and nor does he grieve the sons of man. But dake tachas raglov kolos yir latos mishpat gever neged pnei elyon lave sadam briva Hashem lo ro amizam avatei at Hashem lo tziva. And then goes on 38 mipi elyon lo seitei ros hatov, that from God does not come out good and evil because of man. My yisam nadam chai gever hatov. Person has to. Why should a person complain? What he should do is he should examine his chatayim. That's all together clear. Nach pasod ochin nach karnev and nachkov nishul l'shem. Okay, so that's clear. I mean, the biggest tzedek din really is in Gimel, and in the fourth one also you have in Vav. Vayigdal avon basami mechat asdom, and the sins of my nation became greater than the sins of Sdom. Afuchach Maroga, that was turned over in a moment. And, Mechatas Nevi'ah, 13. Mechatas, lo aminu kol malchayar, es kol yashisevo, ki yavatar ve'er v'sherish lion. So it talks about how astonishing it is. But then it says, why? It's astonishing, it's true, but then it explains why. Mechatas Nevi'ah, from the sins of its prophets. From the sins of its Kohanim, Hashelchum b'kir b'dam tzaddikim, that poured the blood of the tzaddikim in the midst of the city. So you see again tzedek adin. Okay, again it's tzedek adin. And
study.
Yeah.
Question.
I want something. Did I answer the question of the Zechariah ben Yehuda?
No.
Let me answer that question. Let me get back to that question. All right, let me get back to the question. The answer is like this. The answer is when the pasuk says "Lami Rei Hashem Vabita Lami Olalta Ko," it means to say, see, there's two things. There's, well, let me get, I don't get to this point. The point is like this, that what we have to understand, Tisha B'Av really is a day of a day of tragedy. Day of tragedy. The worst tragedy. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is a very simple question, and that is, what is the loss? What is the loss? I mean, with all the kinnis, and with all the eichel, what is, how would you formulate? Can you formulate in simple terms what the loss is? What actually is the loss that we're suffering today? You have to be able to formulate. What is the loss?
Esther Ponin.
What?
Esther Ponin.
Yeah, but the Esther Ponin, yeah, but that's another term. I mean, like a little more. I think there's a kinnah that begins with the words in the pasuk. It says, "Al beis Yisrael v'al am Hashem ki naflu b'charav." Al beis Yisrael v'al am Hashem ki naflu b'charav. Right? Where's that one? You know what that one is? Should I find it for you? Hold on, give me a second. Beis naflu b'charav.
On 132.
What page?
132.
Okay, 132.
Oh,
it's back. By the way, on page 132. By the way, in the kinnis, see, the kinnis always follows the themes of the Eicha 74. You take a look on 123. See, there you have Tzidikah Din again. Chashem and Tzidikah. A whole Reloza Kalia. A whole Seder of Tzidikah Din. Chashem and Tzidikah. Chashem and Tzidikah. Straight through. Okay, straight through. I mean, I just want to show you that the whole thing is, you cannot say that these are questions. These questions are ridiculous because it's interspersed constantly with Tzidikah Din. Now the, what did you say, page 132, you say? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
132. 132? Meet in Roshi? Yeah. That's right. So, what does it mean? There's two adjectives there. One is Beis Yisrael and one is Am Hashem. So it means like this. Beis Yisrael is referring to the tragedy to the nation. The tragedy to the nation. That's a lot of the kinnis, just like the ones that I pointed out before. It's just a terrible tragedy that occurred to the nation. The person doesn't have rachmanis on the nation. After all, the nation is in existence. It's a bria. The person doesn't have any rachmanis on it. He's an achzor. So one is Beis Yisrael. But the second thing is that this group reflects Am Hashem. It's Am Hashem. It's both. It's both. So that's why the kinnah really embraces those two ideas, those two themes. It's Beis Yisrael as a personality, but even more important, it's Am Hashem. It means to say that that Klal Yisrael really, really embodies Torah. It reflects the Creator. It's Am Hashem. It's reflection. Reflects the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashgacha. So that's why you'll notice a lot of times in the kinnis it has those two themes. Like, how could you go against your nation? And it means to say that's not in the framework of Beis Yisrael. That's the framework of Am Hashem. You see. So what the pasuk says is Rei Hashem Vabita Lami Olalta Ko. It means, Lami Olalta Ko means, not insofar as Beis Yisrael is concerned, but insofar as Am Hashem is concerned. That's the kasha. Lami Olalta Ko. Am Hashem. So how can you do this? So the Ruach HaKodesh answers, Im Yehorei B'mikdash Ad Hashem Koyim V'Navi. Apparently what it means is that the moment you have something that's a complete evil and done in the Mikdash, so that takes away from the stature of the Am Hashem. It takes away stature. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Tshuva can't help on that. Even though later there's tshuva on that, but the fact is, it's a permanent breach. It's a permanent breach. The Am Hashem is the stature of the Am Hashem is going to be lacking now. So now you can't say that Klal Yisrael reflects certain. That's what says Chil Hashem is there's no kapara. Chil Hashem is no kapara. It means that sometimes it's an uvis lo yucholiskan, and you can't straighten it out. You can't do anything about it. So that's what the Ruach HaKodesh answers. Then you have, that wasn't what? That wasn't three? That was four? Excuse me, four, right? That was four. Then in five, and, no, I'm sorry. We did three, right? What did we do? Which one is this one?
Today is the tshuva during Yoshio's time for that?
Excuse me?
There's no tshuva even during Yoshio's time.
You can't do anything about that. In other words, certain chatoim that are done, and that are chil Hashem, it eternally breaks down the Am Hashem. Am Hashem, of course, is reflected to the highest degree in the Migdash. In the Migdash. And once the Migdash connotes evil, that's it. Now you broke down the fact that the Migdash is something which reflects Shechina. It's a breakdown. It's a breakdown. That's why Navi answers. I mean, that's what the Ruach HaKodesh Navi answers in the name of Ruach HaKodesh. That it's a permanent break. Can't do anything about it.
And that explains, the gap in time.
That explains the gap in time. Doesn't matter. That can't be stopped. That's why the story in Chazal about the Dam of Zechariah ben Yada, where the Zadon, the blood was boiling from the ground, and the Zadon kept slaughtering and slaughtering. And we went through that, I think. We did it once. We did it on one Tishbav.
Right.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't the Navi at that time tell them to engage in Kina? For that.
No, Kina. Kina is not for an event. Kina is for... let me just get there. What is Kina for? We wouldn't get to that. Let me take one point down. A lot of points here. It's all tying together, so it's hard to get the order. Let me just finish this one thing. What did I say in Echa is... I mentioned that the... I mentioned that there's always Tzedek HaDin, right? We were just following that path, right? So, I know, two more. But just let me show you. So in Rafi also you have Tzedek HaDin, right? And in Zechor Hashem is at one point. In Zechor Hashem also you have Tzedek HaDin. Avosenu chotu v'eina, v'anachna v'anaseyam sovalnu. That's Tzedek HaDin. Then you have... Yeah, that's it. I don't see anything wrong. Tazayin. Nafla teres Hashenu, oy no lanu kichatanu. Okay? It's always there. It's always there. It's straight there. That's why I told you, that's why I mentioned many years ago, Eicha is not really a question. Eicha is a rhetorical question. It's an astonishment. It's a mishtomim. It's a shtomimus. Being mishtomim. How such a thing could really be. That's like the Pasuk says in Ezra, and Yoshev Mishomim Adla Minchas Erev. That's Avelis. And Yoshev Mishomim. Part of the Avelis and the Kinnis and the Avelis of the Tibor is a state of Shmama. That's mentioned a lot in the Pesukim also. It keeps coming up, that word. That the concept of Shmama. Shmama means where a person is Kol Shara Shomimim Kohenek and Enochim. The Shemama means where the person is in a state that you can't say anything. You can't say anything. There's nothing to say. You can't say anything. And Rashi translates Shemama. Hold on a second. Let me just get you the pasuk that I was talking about. Pasuk Devarim. And pasuk Devarim. Not Devarim. Sorry, what's wrong? It's in. The pasuk says Ezra Tess. When he heard about the affair of Klal Yisrael, that they were serving idols and the man married to the Goyim, so it says Karati es big ezetes gimel. So when I heard this thing, I tore my clothes. V'emritor masar roshi uzakoni v'eish v'mashamein v'eish v'mashamein. So the Rabbah says, what is mashamein? He says nivhal hora yonin. The ne'ezav me'rov ha'daiga al ze'achet. Means the person is astounded, astonished. How could it be? That's mishtomeh. Rashi says it means olav of Hashuma. It means the Metzuda says. It means, it's all the same. It means to say that the person can't, speech and, He's overpowered completely. state where he's completely overpowered. He's astonished, astounded. Astounded, and he's thinking into the tragedy, and he can't say anything. So that's really what Eicha means. And you see from Haftarah and Shabbos, we're in Haftarah's Chazon. What does it say? Eicha hoisa bezona kiri nemana. It's not a question. It's definitely not a question. Eicha hoisa bezona kiri nemana. How could this great city become like a prostitute? It means that it's astonishing. It's ishtamimus. That's what Eicha is. It's not a question at all. It's a certain state of mind. But getting back to the points I mentioned before was that everyone is laced with tzedekadin, laced through with tzedekadin. But there are four components in every one of these things. There's the component of the tragedy, there's the component of tzedekadin, then there's the component of tefillah, and then there's the component of nechama. An interesting thing. And every perek also is different. See, the first one, there are three astounding things. The first one centers around the city. That's Eicha Yashavada Ve'ira Basiya. That's the first one. We went through that, I think we spent some time on that last year. The concept of the city. The city insofar as it's, that city is the point of contact between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. So that's the special entity of the city. That's the first Eicha. The second Eicha is once you describe the tragedy of the city, then the next thing it describes is the cause of that tragedy. And the cause of that tragedy is the unbelievable expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And that is an expression of hatred and destruction. That's Eicha Yod Bapa Hashem Es Bas Siyam. Ishnech Rimishmayim Eretz Bila Hashem V'lo Chama Goda Bachariyaf. Like, it's an astonishing thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malei Rachman, Malei Chesed, should express himself in such a manner. That's Beis. Okay? Now, Gimel, it's interesting. Gimel is a break. I don't understand why Gimel is here. Four, really. Let me just take the fourth one. The fourth one is Eicha Yom Zav, Yishna Kesematov. That's a different theme. Over there, the theme is the conversion. The theme of conversion. How could a thing be converted from one thing to another? The rapid conversion. See, it's like what really astonishes a person about death? When a person sees somebody die, what astonishes them is the rapid conversion. In 1 minute. Before, this was a living personality, and now a piece of meat. It's a rapid conversion. It's astonishing. That's Eicha Yuan. That's Eicha Yuan. Now, the third one is a different thing altogether. The third one is as you know, that was really a that was the third one is Yirmiyahu himself. Yirmiyahu himself, Ani Hagever. He's talking about he himself, how he personally perceives the tragedy. That's an interesting concept. Why is that part of the Eicha? Because the reason is because in Yadis there's a klal, and that klal is that the Gadol Hador is not just a person. He's not an individual. He's like an institution. He's an institution. What does the pasuk say? Ves Pinchos ben Elazar Kain Latzava Shokol Pinchos Keneged Kulam. The Moshe Rabbeinu is Shokol Moshe Keneged Kulam. The Gadol Hador is more than an individual. He really is. He's an institution. He's an institution of the people. His perfection makes him into an entity. Into an entity. And that's why it's interesting that the Navi, when he put together the kinnis, so you have the kinnis of the people, of the Eicha, and then the kinnis, the personal kinnis of one particular individual. The individual, as I said before, doesn't play a role in kinnis. But there's one kind of person that does play a role in kinnis, that's the Navi. So Ani Hagever is a depiction of how the Navi himself perceived the tragedy. His own personal tragedy. Ordinarily, personal is not important in terms of the framework of kinnis. But when it comes to the Navi is like and institution of the nation. His kinis, his personal view, is important. So that's why you have that's the theme of the Anei Geva. That's the third one, and the fifth one. See, they're all in Aleph Beis. They're all in Aleph Beis, except for the last one, because they're all in Aleph Beis. The idea of Aleph Beis means Aleph through Tav. Aleph through Tav. It means that the tragedy is complete. That's what it means. I mean, the tragedy is so complete. It means it goes from Aleph through Tav. It means that's it. So, but the last one, Zechor Hashem Mehoyalonu, is really is different. So Zechor Hashem Mehoyalonu is really is a tefillah. There are four elements in every one of these. Each parak has a separate theme, and each one has four elements: the tragedy, the tzedek adin, it has tefillah, and it also has nechama. They all have nechama. Every one of them. Take a look. You see the first one, the end of the first one. Sometimes it's a small nechama, but it's some kind of nechama. The end pasuk I'm using nechama. The end pasuk of the first one. Tovo chorosom lefanecha va'olama. Let all their wickedness come before you. Okay? Then God should deal with it. Should deal with them. meter out punishment to them. And then you have the second one is also at the end. At the end you have the where's the second one? Where?
Yeah.
The second one there, right. Tikrach Yamoed. Yeah. So, Tikrach Yamoed, and,
then the last thing. Those whom I vandal and rear, my enemy exterminated.
No, that's not, they exterminated. Just a second. There's a ratio here somewhere. Hold on. Just a second. That's the pasuk. Tikrach Yamoed. Tikrach Yamoed. The Targum says, "Teikori Cheruso la'amach Beis Yisrael al Yad Meshicha Chechma." Okay. Tikrach Yamoed is for the future. That's the way Targum explains it. Okay.
Plain shot is the opposite.
What?
Plain shot is the opposite.
Yeah, but to see it, but Tikrach means you shall call. See, you shall. Teikori. That's the way Targum explains it. It's interesting. It's a remez, but there is a nechama there. There is nechama meromez there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Tikram says. Because Tikra is, even though Rashi says that it's a lashon hova, but there is in the tense of the word there is a remez for nechama, and in the third one is a lot of nechama there. Because he says, Zos Ashiro Libi Okein Ochel. It's an interesting thing. It's almost a type of the Sasri. If you take a look at Gimel, it says, Batiznach Misholom Nachshi, that's Gimel Yudzayin and Yiches, Va'omar Ovad Nitzchi V'Sachaltim Hashem. I lost hope. My hope is lost from God. Okay? Then it says, but in 21 he says, Zos Oshiro Libi Okein Ochel. This I will return to my heart, and therefore I will have hope. I will hope. So you see, that's Nechama. Chaz Hashem Kivosamdo, Klechol Arachamov. Okay? So, Tov Yachol V'dumam L'shumas Hashem. Pasuk 26. It's good to keep quiet and wait for God's, salvation. Okay? Now, every one of them always has a nechama also. See, it's an interesting thing. It says, in 4:21, it says, be happy and rejoice, the daughter of Edom, that lives in the land of Utz, but on you too, this drink will, will be passed to you. And you'll drink and you'll become drunk of it, which means, of course, you're going to suffer and be destroyed. Tamavonech basion la Yosef la glosech. See, that's Nechama. And it will come to an end. The sin of basion will come to an end, and God will not exile you anymore. Poker avonech basedom gila achatasayach. So God will eventually repay Edom. So you see there's a theme there of Nechama. And Nechama, of course, in the last one is Hashem Hashem Elachon Hashuach, Hashem Kenu. Okay? So everyone has, it's interesting, they all have those four elements in each one, but each parak has a separate theme. Now each one has a separate theme. Now the question is, okay, you can understand the tragedy, and you can understand also the tzedek adin, that we understand. Those two go together. What is the idea of tzivah? Like, Zchor Hashem Mahoy Olano. You see, that was taken, that was made into a separate parak. But the theme of tzivah is always through, again, if you look through the prakim, you'll see, the theme of tzivah is always there. In every one of the prakim. It's always there. So why is the theme of tzivah there? What's the concept of the tzivah? See, what the tzivah is, Zechor Hashem Mahoy Olano. What does it mean, Zechor Hashem Mahoy Olano? You don't have to remind your Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So what does it mean, Zechor Hashem Mahoy Olano? What's the concept? Zechor Hashem Mahoy Olano means that the onesh that we suffered, what we're asking for is that the onesh that we suffered should be a kapara. That's what it means. Apparently, it seems from the Yadis hold that even though an onesh befalls a person, if the person doesn't take it the proper way, if the person doesn't ask for it to be a kapara, so then it could be stam and onesh stam. That's it, he suffered. Doesn't mean anything. So Zechor Hashem Mahoy Olano, Habita Reyes Charpasena, goes through all the details of the suffering, of how we suffered as a nation. So this bakasha really is a bakasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should use the events, the untoward events should be used for a kapara. Which means to say that the only way that it could be a kapara is if the people recognize the Avera, and they recognize they're in need of kapara, and they recognize that it was an onish, and they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept it as a kapara. If they don't do that, so then it won't necessarily be a kapara. That's why you have the element of tefillah there. And that's the element of tefillah. Then you have the element, the last element is the element, strange element, the element of nechama. That's hard to understand, because really, that's what I said before. If you take a look, he's contradictory. Because first he said, "Ein lo menachem mikol aveira," and okay, that's referring to the other nations. But in Gimel, where he says in Gimel also, he says that it can't be. There is no nechama. There is no nechama for this. And yet he says a little bit later, he says no, but they still have some hope. It's like a funny kind of a combination. On the one hand, he's saying that there's. On the one hand, he's saying that you can't have. There is no. There is no nechama. Let me just get it. It's Roma, yeah, in 18, he says, "And I said, God is my strength and my expectation from God." Ovad nitzchi v'tzachalti me'Hashem. So over there it means it's hopeless. That's it. There is no. There's no way to have nechama. And that's really the theme straight through the Megillah. Really, that is beyond nechama. There is no, nothing can be said here. There's no way that you could be Menachem. Ki rochak mimeni, right in the beginning. And Tezayin. Halel li vachia, eini eini yord amayim. Ki rochak mimeni Menachem meshev nashi. Because Nechama is far away from me. It's impossible. There can't be a pastor team, be a dera, ein Menachem lo. There is no such thing as Nechama on this kind of a situation. This situation is intolerable, and there is no Nechama. Yet, as I showed you, in every one of these, there's always nechama. That's something which is a paradox. I mean, it seems contradictory.
There are two instances, there are two different kinds of cases, too.
Yes, go ahead.
Because in one case, it's like Zechor Hashem Ayalano, or in Gimel, Zechor Anyi, Umarudi. And then but he says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Right?
Right.
That's one time, where
right.
you remember the affliction.
That's right.
But then you have, in Gimel also, Chavdalid, Telki Hashem Amra Nafshi, Alkein Ochilo.
Right.
It means two causes of the hope.
Yeah, two causes of the hope. It's one cause is because of God, and one cause because of me. Because Chalki Hashem, because my chalik is God.
Right.
Yeah. But there's two kinds of hope also. That hope of the Navi is a little bit different than the regular Nechama. It's a kind of Nechama, but it's a little bit different. Of course, the other kind is that God will take out his vengeance on the other nations, and we will attain our rightful position. That's a different kind of Nechama. Tirdof ba'afis hashmideh mitach hashmei Hashem. Where's that pasuk? Where's that one? Tirdof ba'afis hashmideh mitach hashmei Hashem.
That's the end of Gimel.
Yeah, that's the last one of Gimel?
Yeah.
Ah, that's it. See, that's a different kind of nechama. That's a nechama that means that we're going to be reinstated to our original state. Okay? Yeah. So, that's a question. Why? That's something I have to understand. Why is it that the nechama goes together? Tzidik ha-din, you see... We see why Tzidik HaDin must go together, because it's not a question. And we see why Tila must go also. And that's the three. And the fourth one, Nechama is difficult. Why the idea of Nechama? Why the idea of Nechama? How does the idea of Nechama fit into Avelis? It's just the opposite. There shouldn't be any Nechama. And you see the halacha is that the last half of the day, really, is the Rav mentioned, the theme is Nechama. At the last half of the day. First half of the day is okay, listen, the last half has the element of Nechama already. So, Nachem Hashem, that's the Avelis and the Avelis Shalayim. Say Nachem. Now the,
what's that? But doesn't the idea of Tefillah automatically, imply Nechama?
Which the Tefillah that I was talking about before? No, the Tefillah I was talking about before is the Tefillah for Kapara.
Ah, so that means it's going to be Kapara, that's Nechama.
No. Zechor Hashem Ohay Olano is different. Zechor Hashem Ha'olano, but it's a different kind of, that's the thing. Zechor Hashem Ha'olano means when you recount all the events, and what you're saying is that God should remember that this should be a kapara for the people. But that's not really...
And a cessation.
What?
And a cessation.
Yeah, that's true. But that kind of Nechama I can understand. That's different. I understand that. That's not real Nechama. That's different. That's something that's a necessary component of the whole picture of Kinnis. That's a necessary component of the whole picture of Kinnis. But the fourth one, the Chama, which is saying that Tidov Ba'afas Hashmideh Mitach Hashmeh Hashem is really, that's a little bit paradoxical, because there you're saying that will be reinstated. But I mean, what you're saying, you have something there. I think you're on the right track. You're on the right track over there. But just let me just try to elaborate a little more on it. First, let me get to the other point. The point I wanted to get to, I think one of the questions I raised before was, we have to be able to understand what is the loss. What's the loss that we suffer now? I mean, what is the loss really? The loss is, you'll say, what are we suffering? I mean, what are we looking for? What is the tragedy? How would you define the tragedy? So, we mentioned two things. One is the base Israel, right? Base Israel, what does base Israel mean? I just want to explain what it means when I say base Israel. Not just a simple thing. What it means to say is that since the Churban HaBayis, really, it means that there is no security for the nation. And you see, the Rav one time mentioned, he says, why is it in these piyutim? You have all these different tragedies. For instance, the one over there that one of the ones I mentioned before, where he recounts all the tragedies that happened in Worms and that happened in Spire and happened in different places. And so the Rav said that Tisha B'Av is a day that is that's the Yom HaShoah. That's why the Rav is against making Yom HaShoah, because really the Yom HaShoah is really Tisha B'Av. Yeah, but why is that so? Why is Tisha B'Av really the Yom HaShoah? Why is that? See, what it means is like this. You don't... Tisha B'Av, really, the whole concept of the kinnis of Tisha B'Av is really a depiction of the state of the nation. That's what it is. It's a depiction of what is the state of the nation. What is the state of our existence. And what happens is that every person is lost in their own small little time. If it's a good time, then they think it's in their particular place is good, so then they're lost in their own world. Everything's fine, and they have no problems. But the Tisha B'Av demands that we look at the whole picture of the state of the nation. What is the state of the nation? State of the nation is tragic. Tragic. Because it means that once the Shekhinah was removed, once the Mikdash was destroyed, once the Ashgacha was removed, it means there is no security anymore for any Jew, no matter who he is. Why do you have the Arzei HaLevono Nadirei HaTorah? You have the Rabbi Akiva, you have the Gdolei Yisrael. The reason why it shows that even they were not exempt from the state of the Siluk Shekhinah. Siluk Shekhinah means there is no security. It means one thing. It means our existence is tenuous. The whole existence of the Klal for the last 2,000 years is tenuous, and that's the state that we're in now. And Tisha B'Av really demands that we realize that. That we realize that. And of course, the whole world is shocked by the Holocaust, and rightfully so. But the Holocaust may be the greatest exhibition of the Churban of Beis Yisrael. Maybe the greatest, but it's an element that existed. If you read through the Kinnis, it existed all along. It means that, except not in such, this was the largest in quantity. But in terms of the quality of the oppression, the quality of the oppression was always there. It means simply that we have no security. We have no security. A Jew has no security. He exists in good times. He exists temporarily. And he tries to forget about the insecurity. But that is a total error, a total mistake. It's a miscalculation. It's a mistake. It's a failure to realize what Siluk Shekhinah means. It's fooling oneself. A person is drunk all year. He doesn't realize how tenuous the existence of the Jew is. Even his own personal existence. Even in the specific, if the specific conditions are good, it's temporary. It could change in a moment. The Jews in Austria, the hundreds of Jews threw themselves out of the windows when the Germans started to move in, even before, when they saw that the possibility of possibility of the Einschluss was coming into reality. And they said we had great lives until now. That's it, it's over. Kill themselves. Commit suicide. The Jew without Hashra Shekhinah, that is the state of the Jew. That's what it means. Plain and simple. There is no such thing as security. The moment you look outside of your Dalet Amos, and that's what Yadis demands, and outside of the Dalet Amos means outside of your present conditions, and it means outside of your limited historical position and time. So Tisha B'Av, really, Tisha B'Av, the biggest thing on Tisha B'Av, the biggest thing of the Kinnis, all the Kinnis, is to show a person one thing, that this is what life is like without the Ashgacha, without Shekhinah, without Ashra Shekhinah. This is the life of the Jew. This is the way it is. This is the way it will be until there's a return of the Ashra Shekhinah, until that time. And it's not something which is, you cannot talk away any of these events and say this was caused by this, caused by that, caused by this, that, this won't happen again, that won't happen, the Holocaust will never happen again, this will never happen again. The person is deluding himself. As long as he thinks, he tries to ascribe various causes and thinks that these causes are gone and he is fortunate, it means he's not ready to accept it, to realize what the state of the nation is. That's what Tisha B'Av is. Tisha B'Av is the state of the nation. State of the nation means outside of your Dalet Amos, outside of your present, outside of your specific location, and outside of your time zone. That's why Tisha B'Av is really, like the Rav said, it's really the Yom HaShoah. It's the Yom HaShoah because it's a depiction of what life is like without God, without God's specific Ashra Shekhinah. That's really the essence of the Kinnis. That's the tragedy of Beis Yisrael. If a person has a hard time identifying with the tragedies that are depicted in the Kinas and in the Psukim and in the Navi, it's because it's two things. It's because, first of all, as I mentioned before, it's achzorius, but it's also sichlus. It's also foolishness, because he is simply deluding himself. He's unaware of what the situation is. He's unaware of what the situation is. And he's unaware of something else. He's unaware of what the cause of the situation is. The cause of the situation is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed his Shechina from Kol Yisrael. That's Chorban HaBayis. That's Chorban HaBayis. That's the state that we're in, and that's the state that we will be in until there is one change. And the change is, the necessary change is, the return of Hashra Shechina. Now, That's the Chorban of Beis Yisrael. That's the aspect of Beis Yisrael. But also, there's a higher level. This level is a little harder. The first level, Beis Yisrael, most people, if they can get outside of themselves to some degree, they can appreciate it. It's a reality. But the second thing is Am Hashem. And Am Hashem requires a little higher level personality to appreciate that kind of a tragedy. See, that kind of a tragedy is a tragedy that's tied to Chil Hashem.
That's the next one. Rebbe? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, when you say that, though, we have Sila Kashkacha.
Right.
That means we're on the same level as the other nations? We're on a low? I mean, we have a negative Kashkacha? Just clarify that.
It means, as Rabbi Rosenthal mentioned the term before, Hestaponim. Hestaponim means that there's an absence. You see, the Pasuk says in the Brachas, the Yishavtem al Aretz Levetach. That's the Yishavtem al Aretz Levetach means that there is a guaranteed security. Again, it means to say that where there's Ashra Shechina, Klai Yisrael lives in line with that Ashra Shechina, then there's guaranteed security. And the moment that breaks, then we're insecure. I don't care, you can have the most intelligent politicians, there's no way for a person to be safe. The cause is not a political cause. The cause is one thing. The cause is, you could trace the cause down to certain aspects of human nature, but when you keep on tracing it, you're going to find that there's only one solution, and the only solution is Hashgachas Hashem. Okay? That's the Chorban of Beis Yisrael, But then there's the Chorban of Am Hashem. The Chorban of Am Hashem is a little harder for a person to realize, because it takes a higher kind of person. See, the Chorban of Am Hashem means that how is it possible, but another mentions many times, how is it possible, Aseleman Shemecha, how is it possible that this should be, how could you do, the Piyuta mentioned, I can't right now think of the one I'm looking for, but there's one there especially, it talks about the question, how Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could you, you're considered a, like Navi yes, by a Yeroscha, I mean, how could God tolerate the Chil Hashem? I'm going to try and, yeah, but there's one over here where it brings it out very nicely. I'm finding it on the spot. But that idea is an idea that requires a higher person to appreciate such a thing. Requires a higher person. That's because that's based on Avas Hashem. So that's something which
134.
34?
134.
Third paragraph.
134? Very good. Thanks a lot. Third paragraph. Yeah, That's right. Yeah, my person is not going to increase their approach. Where is their God, they say? The rock in whom they trust until death. Let him come and save and restore their souls. Right. That's right. See? Will you be quiet and restrain yourself and not gird yourself in wrath against those that scoff at me and say, if he is a god, let him contend? Yeah, that's right. See? That's a kind of kin. That's Am Hashem. But Am Hashem requires a higher level person, requires a person that has a certain a certain level of avas Hashem. But that's really, you see, that's really the both together. Those two aspects, those two themes, are really the state, are a depiction of the state of the nation. The state of the nation in two frameworks, in the personal framework of Beis Yisrael and in the framework of Am Hashem. And the realization that the realization of the cause, of what it means, people don't realize what the cause is. They don't realize, first of all, how tenuous our existence is, in spite of what occurs. And whenever something occurs that's a horror and a catastrophe, they try to figure out some way of avoiding it in the future, but they don't get down to the cause. The cause is because of Shilu Shechina. That's the cause. That's an interesting thing. You know, there's a Chazal say that the really Tisha B'Av began a long time ago. The first Tisha B'Av. The first Tisha B'Av was with the Meraglim, the spies. And when the spies returned, so Klal Yisrael cried that night. And Chazal say that God said, "Atem b'chisam b'chir shalchinam, v'ani ekvenu b'chir l'daras." So it sounds like it's somehow related or other, but what is? But it requires a deeper understanding. What does it mean? Just because you cry for nothing, okay? So now I'm going to make this a this is the night of Tishba. You're going to cry for something. I mean, it's more than just something that like a parent would say to a child. It has to be a deeper idea. What is the concept over there with the Meraglim? First of all, we have to understand. I mean, in the Chet HaMeraglim themselves, according to what was really the Chet HaMeraglim? The Chet HaMeraglim revolved around two things. It's a strange kind of a Chet because it actually takes in two different things. One thing, they were frightened. So they were frightened. He says, "Bnei Anokri Nisham." So that was one thing. And then the second thing, which seems to have nothing to do with it, where they said that the land is no good. And what is one thing to do? You don't want to fight because you're afraid. That's one thing. But what does it have to do with the fact that the land is no good? I mean, it's like two separate tainus. One thing has no shechas to the other. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very well aware of this. That's why he said "Lekachtem the priorities," because he knew that this was brewing, the discontent with the land.